Most of the board members in Monday's meeting expressed concerns over the problem-plagued Healy 2 power plant, but only two voted against a management proposal to spend up to $20 million to repair the system that feeds coal into the power plant's boiler. Tom DeLong told his fellow directors that he's concerned about the unproven technology built into the 50-megawatt facility, which he says is the only one of its kind.
Everyone knows I'm not a fan of coal, but what I'm really voting against is the technology.
DeLong also says he's disappointed with the contractor GVEA hired to evaluate the system. Director Gary Newman also voted against the measure, but he and DeLong both declined to talk about their votes on tape after the meeting. Newman says board members were concerned about the $175 million Golden Valley has spent on Healy 2 since buying it from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority in 2013. The plant ran for about 8 months before it was shut down in March of 2016 after an explosion caused by a buildup of coal dust in the plant's coal handling system. It was restarted after GVEA spent $1 million to repair that damage, then shut down again in November after another smaller explosion. The resolution approved by the board Monday authorizes spending up to $20 million to fix that problem. Newman says Golden Valley increased its initial $10 million estimate for the project after getting more information last week about the scope of work required to get the power plant operational. Hollis Hall, who sits on the Utilities Member Advisory Committee, told the board that some of GVEA's ratepayers also have concerns over Healy 2.
Most of the members just wonder when we'll be able to get Healy 2 on board. It's taken a long time.
Hall said in an interview after the meeting that members want Healy 2 up and going because they believe the coal-fired electricity it would generate will reduce their monthly bills. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.